conference will now be recorded.
We would like to begin our meeting today at the Special Occupancy Technical Advisory Committee, concurrent with the Structural Technical Advisory Committee. Today is Friday, October the 6th of 2023, and it is 10:01 a.m. We'll begin by calling roll. If you would answer by saying here, we will begin with the special occupancy tax. Don Whitehead. Doug Ahrens.
Here.
Elijah Flowers.
Here.
Josh Phillips.
Here.
Ron Cole.
Here.
Sarah Lucas.
Here.
Dale Marrero.
Here.
Crystal Myers. Bob Benson. Pat Walt.
Marlita, just looking at the names on the list, I believe that Don is here, and so is Ms. Myers.
Thank you. That confirms our quorum. We will now call roll for the structural tax. Again, please answer by saying here. David Compton.
Here.
Cooper Ray. Julie Lowry.
Here.
Michael Garacio.
Jack Morrell standing in for Mike Garacio. Here.
Jack Morrell, thank you. Jamie Gascon.
Here.
Joe Kim.
Here.
Sam Average.
Here.
E.W. McCumber.
Here.
Greg Perino. David Mansour. Jason Seals.
Here.
Dean Rourke. That also provides us a quorum for the structural tax. We would like to approve the agendas as posted. Special occupancy tax, do you approve the agenda? We need a motion and a second, please.
Move the item, Ace.
Second, Kara. Second. All those in favor of the agenda as posted, please vote by saying aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? Thank you. Likewise, for the structural tax, we need a motion and a second to approve your agenda as posted.
Lambert, move to approve the agenda as posted.
Amy, second.
All those in favor of the agenda as posted, please vote by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Thank you. Next, we would like to approve the previous minutes of the special occupancy tax. They were June the 12th of 2023. We need a motion and a second.
Move the item, Mace.
Second, Cole.
Thank you. All those in favor of the previous minutes with no changes, please vote by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Thank you. Structural tax, we'd like to approve the previous minutes of June the 16th of 2023 if there are no corrections or changes.
Average move to approve the minutes as posted.
Jamie, second.
All those in favor of the previous minutes as posted, please vote by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Thank you. I'm Marlita Peters. I'll help facilitate our meeting today. Online, we have Mo Madani, Justin Vogel, Tom Campbell, Jim Hammers, Sabrina Evans, and I believe that is all of our staff today that will be joining us. Do we have any guests on the line that would like to be recognized?
Belcher.
I'm sorry. Thank you, Mr. Belcher. Anyone else?
Jim Schock.
Jim Schock?
Rebecca Quinn. I'm supporting Con Cole at BEM.
Thank you, Ms. Quinn. Any other guests on the line?
My name is William Dooley. I am associated with Mr. Merlin.
Thank you. Is Mr. Merlin on the line or someone?
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Merlin. Is there anyone else representing you today, sir, that would be speaking?
No.
Thank you. The item on our agenda is to consider and discuss the following declaratory statement, ES-2023-035 by George Merlin of George Merlin Associates. Mr. Madani, you have the staff
announced. Yeah, good morning. This is Mo Madani. I think it will be best for the petitioner if he would like to speak first, provide a summary of his request.
Merlin?
I don't know that I need to speak. I've reviewed the I've reviewed your staff analysis, and I think I'd like to reserve the comment for the end if I even have any.
All right. Yeah. All right. Thank you, Jim. Please can you share the screen.
Hang on.
Thank you, Jim. First of all, this is Mo Madani, and the staff analysis has been on the agenda for some time, so I hope everybody had an opportunity to go through it. I'm not going to go in detail for everything. However, as a refresher, the issue is DS-2023-035. The petitioner in this case is seeking a declaratory statement regarding the definition and height location of the design flood elevation the allowed use above the elevation specified in ASD 24 and the DED 100 year storm elevation. And the petitioner will provide mainly four questions, which we'll go over them at the end. In terms of the background, as the petitioner stated in his petition, this is a design for a new oceanfront single-family residence. This residence is located in both the FEMA A flood zone and the DED coastal construction control line. And the petitioner provides for certain specific elevation that determined by the petitioner with regard to the design flood elevation, and also he does mention also referring to the DEB elevation. As per the project description, this is in the Florida building code, especially for residential, which cover one and two family dwelling, this project will fall in within the scope of the Florida Residential Code. And normally for reviewing requirement for a flood, we will go to section R-322 of the Florida Residential Code. However, that code also, since this is a building that's located in the coastal construction control line, there is a special requirement within the Florida Building Code building, which the residential code reference or refers to, which is the CCL, Coastal Construction Control Line requirement. So, in order to really answer the questions being presented, in this case, the best way to go about it is to go directly to the special requirement, which is in Chapter 31. Chapter 31, special requirement, 3109.3.3, elevation standards. It does tell us that the bottom of the lowest horizontal structural member of the lowest floor shall be at or above the higher of the following. And mainly it gives us mainly the height from the water for say, hey, you know, this is really the thing we need to look at. One is the elevation specified in ASDE 24, Chapter 4. And also we need to look at the elevation specified by the jurisdiction and also the DEB elevation, which is from comes from the publication of the Department of Environmental Protection. So and it says mainly that the higher of these with control with regard to the elevation from the water surface to the a point in the building or related to the building. So that's really the taking that. Plus, we also in the same chapter, because there's questions about the usage of certain spaces within the proposed structure. It talked about in terms of the Section 5, special flood hazard areas. A says enclosures below the elevation specified in ASC 24 or elevation specified by the jurisdiction shall be used solely for parking of vehicle building access or storage unless enclosures are designed and constructed in accordance with the dry flood approving requirement of ASDE 24. So internal elevations as of ASDE 24 is a clearly what, you know, states what you can use that enclosure for. Also, the sections that enclosure above now, elevation specified in ASDE 24, or by the jurisdiction and below the 100, the storm elevation, it says enclosures with dry flood proofing to the elevation specified in ASDE 24 or by the jurisdiction shall be limited to allowed use as defined in this section. So any section define allowed use is what you can use that space for. It kind of it tells you that you can use it for can be used for parking vehicles, storage, building access, small mechanical and electrical room, retail shop, commercial, pool bar, etc. So it tells you what, and it says, or any similar usage. Those are spaces for sleeping, or cooking. Also, in addition to that, we do have a definition in the Florida Building Code for habitable space. It says a space in the building for living, sleeping, eating, or cooking. So, and it gives you an example of those ones that's excluded. So all these, the sections and all that is the basis of the staff recommendation. So, or actually the staff recommendation with regard to answering the questions of the petitioner. question number 1A, the petitioner is asking, is the DFE based on ASCE FEMA firm map and not based on FDEV 100 year storm elevation? Staff answer, the answer to the petitioner question is no. The DFE and the FDEV 100 year storm elevation refer to the elevation of water surface, and as per section 3109.3.3 of the 7th edition 2020 Florida Building Code SBC building, the bottom of the horizontal member of the lowest floor for the project in question must be at or above the higher of the elevation specified in ASCE 24 and the Florida Department of Environmental Protection 100-year storm elevation. Question number 1B, is the DFE based on the higher FDEV elevation? The answer is C answer to question number 1. Question number 2, does the FDC allow an enclosed bathroom and snack bar to be provided at the ground level of this residence? If the bathroom and snack bar are above the plus 11 ASCE FEMA firm map elevation and below the plus 18.3 FDEV elevation, and their enclosures walls are breakaway with fixtures and utility not attached to any breakaway wall? Answer, the answer to the petitioner question is yes. As per section 3109.3.4, item 5 of the 7th edition 2020 FBC building, an enclosed bathroom and snack bar are allowed to be provided at the ground level of the residence in question. If the said bathroom and snack bar are above the elevation specified by ASCE 24 and below the FDEV 100-year storm elevation. Question number 3, are the pool, bath, and snack bar enclosure described above considered a non-habitable use and or non-habitable structure? Answer, the answer to the petitioner question is yes. As per the definition of allowed use and habitable space of the 7th edition 2020 FBC building, the pool, bath, and snack bar in question that are located above the elevation specified by ASCE 24 and below the FDEV 100-year storm elevation are considered non-habitable space. Thank you. Any questions?
Mr. Merlin, this would be an opportunity for you to speak if you have any additional comments.
None at this time, no.
And none from Mr. Dooley as well.
No further comment. Thank you.
Thank you. Do we have any questions or comments from the general public? Hearing none, TAC members, of both TACs, do you have any clarifying questions for either Mr. Merlin or for Mr. Madani?
Yes, Marlita, this is Jamie Gascon.
Go ahead, Jamie.
Regarding to, the proposed answer to question 1A, the acronym or parentheses that's provided for Florida Department of Environmental Protection, that would be correcting to FDEP.
Yes, absolutely.
In that vein, are we essentially saying that the design flood elevation here is to be 18 foot 3 inches is what's applicable here?
No, I'm saying is that the elevation from the water surface to the related point on the building is the 18, in this case will be the 18.3, the highest elevation will be the 18.3. Yes, sir.
Okay, okay. Yeah, that's what I wanted to confirm in my mind. The other thing is I'm essentially in support of the manner in which the answers are provided. But one last question on the answer to question number three, in relation to where these items of the bathroom and the snack bar are in relation to the CCCL. The floor plans that were provided were not really, at least I didn't see on them, where those are going to be located, if they're going to be behind the CCCL or encroaching on the CCCL. I'm referring to the drawings that were provided, particularly drawing page 1 of 3, which delineates the CCCL cutting across the proposed structure.
I can answer that question if it's acceptable for me to speak.
Marvin, go ahead.
Sure.
The entire property is seaward of the CCCL. So the entire building is seaward of the CCCL, and the entire building is in FEMA AE flood zone.
Thank you.
You could find that answer clearly by looking at the survey. It shows the coastal construction control line on the landward side of the road.
Marlita, can you hear me?
I do hear you. Mr. Marlin was still speaking.
I'm sorry. I got cut off for some reason. I did not hear a word he said. Do you mind repeating, sir?
No, certainly. The entire building is both seaward of the coastal construction control line and is in a FEMA AE flood zone. And the survey shows both of those lines. The coastal construction control line is on the landward side of the road in front of the property.
Right, so the snack bar and the bathroom in relation to that CCCL line are where?
Well, they're on the ground floor under the habitable space of the building, so they are seaward of the coastal construction control line. Below the required FDEP elevation and above the ASCE and FEMA FIRMAP elevation.
Right, so I'm looking at page 1 of 3 of the drawings where it has a new covered pool deck. Is it in that space between the pool and the CCCL line that would be located, or is it going to be, as shown on page 2 of 3, in a covered, shows here a storage area. Is it in that center part of the building or off to the
yes.
north or south?
No, in that center, where it says storage area possible, allowed use per FBC 3109.2, in that center area.
Okay, and the bathroom fixtures would be located probably near one of those shown columns, right?
Correct.
And those devices attached to columns, I'm presuming?
Yes.
Okay. Those are my questions. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jamie.
Jamie, good morning. This is Ace. Are you highlighting that comment because you are concerned about those being below the 18 elevation?
Yes, and the fact that that area may or may not be designed with breakaway walls. I don't see on the plans that it appears that there may be breakaway walls in front of the bathroom facing the ocean. So anything coming off the ocean, flood-wise, storm surge-wise, would break those walls away below the elevation of 18'3". And therefore, all the plumbing service, both sanitary and water would remain attached.
Jamie, does that conclude your questions?
I was answering, but...
I understand.
Ace, right? Yeah, sorry.
Let's try to save our conversation with each other till we come back to the tax. Do we have any other clarifying questions from TAC members to either Mr. Madani or Mr. Merlin? And I understand that we have an echo perhaps from my line, which means that someone has both a computer and a phone open in the same office. If you could mute one of them.
I do have a clarifying question, please.
Okay, Asa, go ahead.
On the clarifying question that's being proposed for answer number number 1B, you know, I think perhaps while the answer to that question is being referred back to one, I was thinking that perhaps, and I'm thinking, you know, a better response would be, the answer would be no. But in this case is yes, because the FDEP, it's a higher elevation. But higher, you know, typically you just refer to the higher elevation for that response. I'm just making that clarification, that's all.
Thank you. Any other clarifying questions from TAC members?
Ms. Compton.
Go ahead, sir.
I understand Jamie's question, but I think within his question, too, he states that all the walls will be breakaway walls and that the fixtures are not going to be attached to the breakaway walls. I mean, he's providing that information as part of question two. I'm trying to understand Jamie's concern.
Can we save that for conversation and make sure we don't have any clarifying questions remaining for either Mr. Merlin or for Mr. Madani?
That's fine.
Thank you. Members, final opportunity. Okay. Let's get to our special occupancy. Let's go to the structural tax first to have your discussion and or motion. Mr. Compton, would you like to ask Jamie that question?
Yeah, Jamie, I understand that you're not seeing, and I do agree that the plan should show all of those walls as being breakaway, but his question two outlines that, it says there that all the enclosure walls will be breakaway walls and that the fixtures and the utilities won't be attached to the breakaway walls. So that's what I was trying to understand. I mean, is it just a discrepancy between what you're seeing in the drawing and what the question's asking or stating?
Yes, I just wanted to know in relation to the footprint, the proposed new footprint of that floor at the elevation of 11, where those features were going to be, where the bathroom would be and where this snack bar would be.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, that's thank you.
Thank you. Any other clarifying or conversation for the structural tax? None. Do we have a motion?
This is Jamie. I move staff's recommendation for all three answers with the correction to answer number one that FDEP be corrected as the acronym.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
Average second.
We have a motion and a second to receive staff recommendations with the correction of the FDEP. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion, please vote by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Virtual check, I don't see all of your names lit up. Could we try that one more time? Make sure your phones are unmuted. All in favor of the motion, please vote by saying aye. Opposed? Thank you. The motion carries. Now for the special occupancy tax, I'd like the record to show that Mr. Michael Bure is on the line. And Michael, did you join for roll call and we were just muted?
No, ma'am. I was just a couple minutes late on coming online. I had to finish a previous meeting.
Thank you. But you were available for the votes, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Do we have any discussion, TAC members, special occupancy TAC members? Hearing none, do we have a member who would like to make a motion? Special occupancy TAC members, please unmute your line.
Whitehead, I'd like to make a motion to move the staff answers to the questions, all three questions.
Whitehead, with staff recommendations, and the second?
Second, Lucas.
Thank you, Ms. Lucas. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion, please vote by saying aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? Thank you. The motion stands to accept staff recommendations on all questions by both TACs. Do we have any other further business to discuss this morning from either TAC? Any comments from the public? Hearing none, it is 12:33. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for your time. Our meeting will be adjourned. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Molly.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks, everybody.
This conference is no longer being